to Real World News. Interview with Luis Ruiz from the Organization to Fight for Land, Villa Campesina, Paraguay. The constitutional right of access to land has a clear limit in Paraguay in terms of private property rights. This is what makes Paraguay one of the most unequal countries in Latin America in terms of land tenure. Our main task is to fight to recover the land we have in Paraguay. There is lots of land concentrated in few hands and many people who are landless. Besides, many landowners are foreigners, said Luis Ruiz, member of the Organización de Lucha por la Tierra of Paraguay, a member of the Villa Campesina. He participated on behalf of the civil society in the annual session of the Food Security Committee in Rome, Italy. As an organization, if we are to talk about food sovereignty, the first thing is to talk about land. All the food we eat on a daily basis come from the land. How is this land being used and distributed in the countries? Questions Luis. Only after addressing the land issue, we are able to talk about food price volatility, although we don't want to get into that subject because it implies considering food as a commodity when it is actually a right. Luis also points out that in his country, the organizations demanding an agrarian reform are subject to persecution and stigmatization. There have been violent incidents against landowners without further investigation, in which peasant organizations have not been involved. An example of this, says Luis, is a declaration of the state of emergency that has been in place since the end of September in the northern departments of Concepción and San Pedro. The official argument for this declaration has been the death of two police officers, purportedly by an insurgent group. However, the peasant representative provides other clues. In Concepción, days before the death of the officers, an official body had announced that a large real estate that has been illegally acquired, even though it was state property, was being used by politicians and lawmakers. After the state of emergency was declared, there was nothing to do and the investigation was stalled. The prospect for Paraguayan organizations is delicate because of the ruthless dispute over the control of the country's natural resources and a weak administration with no parliamentary majority.
You are listening to Real World News.